This episode, we're talking NBA trade deadline and where I think some of the top players in the trade deadline are going to go. Roll the music. Episode number 6 of Off the Cuff coming at you live from Indianapolis, Indiana. But you guys probably already knew that. I don't know. Hey, that was a good intro though. Don't talk. That was a great intro. Today we've got a very jam-packed episode because we're getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to the NBA trade deadline, and man, oh man, are the rumors swirling. No one knows what's going to happen. Where's Lonzo Ball going to end up? Is a deal already done for Victor Oladipo? And what about our hometown Indiana Pacers? Are they really going to trade Malcolm Brogdon to the Los Angeles Lakers? The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time, March 25th. Today is March 24th. If you forgot the date, there you go. It's March 24th. It's actually Wednesday, March 24th, which means tomorrow it's Thursday, March 25th, which is the NBA trade deadline. So a lot of deals could be getting done at the deadline. Let's go ahead. Let's get into it. Multiple contending teams are pursuing DeMarcus Cousins off free agency. The Heat are among teams looking to attain Cousins to pair him down low with Bam Adebayo. The Rockets did cut DeMarcus Cousins, I believe, early in this season. I think this would be a good move for the Miami Heat. That would be a great big man to come off the bench when Bam needs to sit and, you know, take a rest. This would be a great center to come in, you know, see how Jimmy Butler and the rest of the Heat team feel about it. And I think this would be a great move for the Miami Heat to bring in DeMarcus Cousins. Let's go ahead and check out DeMarcus's Cousins' stats for this year for those few games he played with Houston. DeMarcus Cousins, really since I believe he got hurt in that New Orleans game, it really hasn't been good for DeMarcus Cousins. He has really struggled in recent years. Looking at DeMarcus Cousins, his last game was on February 17th. After that game, he was averaging 9.6 points, 7 rebounds and 2 assists. So not bad. I mean, that's a good that's all right. You know, you're still getting 7 rebounds. That's not bad at all. So I think it would be a great acquisition for the Miami Heat. And now we're going to move on to something that I found very, very interesting. But before we do that, I'm going to go ahead and pick up this pen real quick. So yeah, let me do that. All right, the pen is secured. The pen is secured. It had a very hard fall from the top of the desk onto the floor, and it has now been recovered and saved. We're going to get back to some more trade deadline news. The Pacers have made guard Malcolm Brogdon available for trade per Vincent Goodwill. The Lakers will be very active throughout the deadline and could key on a deal to land Brogdon. If the Pacers trade Malcolm Brogdon, this would be the stupidest move they could ever make. What are you going to get back for? What are you going to get back that's as more valuable than Malcolm Brogdon? Kuzma? No, you're not going to trade Malcolm Brogdon, who's putting up more than 20 points a game every single night, for Kyle Kuzma. Is Kuzma even averaging 15? No, you don't make this trade. You don't trade Brogdon at all. And you definitely don't trade Sabonis. You don't trade Miles Turner, because Miles Turner should be leading the Defensive Player of the Year. It should not be Rudy Gobert. It should not be Ben Simmons in second place. It should be Miles Turner in first. Miles Turner is averaging the most blocks in the NBA right now. Miles Turner made a game-winning block for the Pacers to beat the Miami Heat. Miles Turner should be the Defensive Player of the Year. And this team needs to stay intact. There's been rumors as well of the chemistry between Pacers players and their head coach, Nate Bjorkstrand. I think I got that right, so pat on the back for me there. But this is not what you do. You do not trade Malcolm Brogdon, especially with the chemistry he has with Domantas Sabonis and Miles Turner. And now Caris LeVert is back in the lineup. Start to gel this team together and make a run for the playoffs. This would be a horrible move by Indiana. Moving on. The Magic and Spurs have discussed a trade centering around DeMar DeRozan and Evan Fournier and a first-round pick per Bleacher Report. This move really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, if you ask me. You know, just a little swap here. Let's go ahead and check the standings for the Eastern Conference, because DeMar DeRozan to the Magic. That, depending on where the Magic are, this wouldn't be a bad move. The Hornets are fifth. The Hornets are fifth and just lost them. Yeah. Okay, so the Magic are 14 and 29, but they're not out of it. They're definitely not out of it. Eighth place is the Celtics. They're 21 and 22. So the Celtics have a loot. They're under 500, but they're eighth place. And the Magic are 14 and 29. They could get in the playoffs. I don't think DeMar DeRozan is going to be the game changer, but I don't think it's a bad move for them, you know, because who's their main scorer? Mo Bamba? I don't think so. I certainly don't think so. Looking at DeMar DeRozan right now, still averaging, putting up a quiet 20 points, because I didn't even think he was averaging 20. 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 7 assists. So, hey, you bring in DeMar, have him be your main scorer, hopefully help Bamba get better with his big man abilities. Because you look at how Ayton's doing with Chris Paul, maybe this is the guy he needs to elevate, is DeMar DeRozan. The Nets are currently in talks with the Raptors for forward Norman Powell per Legion Hoops. Powell averaged 20 points per game last year and is currently one of Toronto's leading scorers. I'd be interested to see who would Toronto want to give up, or who would Brooklyn give in return to Toronto. If Norman Powell's putting up 20 points for you right now, or last year, he's averaging 19, so very close to 20, 19.5, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. I don't think there's anything on that team on Brooklyn that is as valuable as a 19-point-per-game Norman Powell. The Raptors are 11th, they're 17 and 26, so they're not in the playoffs right now. They're not doing a fantastic job like they were last year. So, I mean, it depends. Are the Raptors looking to rebuild if they're going to trade Norman Powell and build this team around Siakam? Because we're going to get into Kyle Lowry here in a minute. But if you're trading Powell and you're trading Lowry, are you basically just rebuilding this whole team and going to center it around Siakam and the guy you draft in the first round this coming year or next year, whenever you get a top-rated draft pick? It'll be interesting to see. I don't know what you would want in return from Brooklyn, because their first-round picks really won't mean nothing to you, like one bit. They're going to be at the bottom of the draft if you do just ask for draft picks. Who do you want, DeAndre Jordan? You want a washed-up DeAndre Jordan for a 20-point-per-game Norman Powell? I know I wouldn't take that deal. The Celtics have offered to trade Marcus Smart and two first-round draft picks to the Magic for Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier. I think this is a great deal for Boston. I love this deal. I'd be interested to see, can the Magic get Smart to go with DeRozan, which would send Fournier to San Antonio, which means you'd have to replace Fournier in the Boston trade with somebody else. But I don't think this would be a bad trade on either side. I think maybe you make this a three-way trade. You give the Celtics get Gordon, Smart and DeRozan go to Orlando, and throw a few, you know, the two first-round picks also go to Orlando. Throw that around there, make it work, and there you go. You got yourself a deal. Send Fournier to San Antonio, though. Don't send him to Boston. Because Aaron Gordon, he'll be pretty valuable for a team, whoever he gets. Gordon is not a three guy. He's not the third best. He's a guy that needs to come off the bench for this Boston team. Or maybe he starts. Or maybe, you know, Orlando isn't the place for him to unlock his full potential. So you send him there. I've already said I think the Knicks would be good for him. I think the Pacers could be good for him because the Pacers have way more guards than they should. Trade one of the Holiday brothers. Not the good one, the bad one. I think the Bulls, the Knicks, the Hornets, or the Pacers, and now the Celtics, I think any of those would be good because most those teams are guard heavy. I don't think Chicago's that bad, but I know the other four are very, very guard heavy. But it would be a huge loss for the Celtics, though, to lose Smart. Smart's a great defender. I think Smart's a better guard defender than Beverly. I think Beverly is a little overhyped sometimes when it comes to his defense. But this wouldn't be a bad move for Boston at all. I'd love to see this move for Boston because it's just not working out right now for the Celtics. The Celtics are currently 8th, 21-22. Is it time to let go of Brad Stevens is the question everyone's talking about. We all know the Indiana Hoosiers are looking to get the former Butler Bulldogs head coach. Stevens did say, though, he is looking to stay in Boston, so it would just be up to the organization whether to let him go or not. Moving on, the Heat have offered to trade Kendrick Nunn, Andre Iguodala, and Mo Harkless in exchange for Spencer Dinwiddie, per Yahoo Sports. Dinwiddie tore his ACL. I don't know if he's supposed to be back by playoff time, but this would be an interesting move, and this would be a darn good move for Brooklyn. You get Kendrick Nunn, a very good point guard, only in his second year in the NBA. You get Andre Iguodala, a solid role player, and Mo Harkless, who I'll be honest, I know nothing about, but probably puts up about 6 points per game. So this isn't a bad move for the Nets. You need depth. I already said I didn't like when they traded for James Harden because they were losing depth. You got Blake Griffin that added some depth. You pull off this trade, you are the undisputed championship favorites to come out of the East and to win the thing. You will beat the Lakers in 5 games or 6 games. You will this. I was already saying it would go to a 7-game series, but if they can pull off this trade, they will beat the Lakers in 6 games. And I'm a Lakers fan saying this, but the Nets would beat the Lakers in 5 or 6 games. If they pull off this trade, this would be a huge move for Brooklyn. Draymond Green believes he's the best defender in the NBA. I wasn't really going to talk about this, but I'll go ahead and say it. Draymond Green wouldn't last a whole quarter with Dennis Rodman. No, he's not the best. No. Draymond Green wouldn't last a quarter with Dennis Rodman. Come on now. Lonzo Ball is looking to make $20 million a year on his next deal. Let's talk about Lonzo Ball. From what I've been reading, from what I've been seeing, it looks like he is most likely going to end up in New York. And Magic Johnson, he was on First Take yesterday. He said, no point guard in the league has a higher IQ than Lonzo Ball. And you know what? I wouldn't say right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if in the future he does have the best IQ when it comes to the point guards in the NBA. Lonzo's a very smart point guard. He is one of the smartest guards in the league. I realize, you know, he's not what he, you know, what people thought he was going to be, this, you know, top of the line guy, this top tier, S tier point guard, one of the top point guards in the league. But Lonzo's a smart point guard, and that's what you want. And I feel like if he ends up in New York needs a playmaking point guard that can push the ball down the floor and as well space the floor and create shots for his teammates. Lonzo does exactly that. I think there's a reason why Zion is having a really good year this year. And I think there was a good reason why Zion was having a good year last year because of Lonzo Ball. And not only that, Lonzo looks great because he's doing this with Zion. I don't want to see Lonzo leave New Orleans because I think they complement each other. I think Lonzo complements Zion, and Zion complements Lonzo. I think this would be a horrible move if New Orleans were to trade Lonzo, but it would be a good move if New York can pull it off. Moving on. The Lakers could receive Terry Rozier, Malik Monk, and Bismack Biyombo in a package from the Hornets for Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a.k.a. KCP, and Alphonso McKinney in a 2023 second-round draft pick. Harrell has not been playing the best for the Lakers. I really don't like his interior defense at all. That's one of the reasons why the Clippers lost in the Nuggets when they had that 3-1 lead. If you can get this much back for Montrezl Harrell, I would pull off the trade. I think Monk is good. I think Terry Rozier is really good. I think Bismack Biyombo would complement Anthony Davis very, very well. Yeah, pull off this trade. If you pull off this trade and Brooklyn pulls off that trade with Miami, you're right back in the fight. Never mind. It's going to go to seven games. If you can pull off this trade, you're back in the hunt. You won't lose in five games to Brooklyn. The Nuggets have offered Bol Bol for Pelican guards Lonzo Ball. Don't make this deal. Do not make this deal when you're in New Orleans. You have Jaxson Haynes, who's going to be at least an all-star center. You have Zion Williamson. You have Brandon Ingram. You have Steven Adams. There's no need to make this deal. When you're in New Orleans, you keep Lonzo Ball unless someone throws you the house. And I'm talking at least, I need a first-round draft pick, and I need a guy at least averaging 15 points per game if I'm going to trade you Lonzo Ball. And he better not be no veteran. He better be at least have the same amount of years in the NBA as Lonzo. Go ahead and move on. The Kings offered Marvin Bagley III to the Pistons for Sadiq Bey. I hope I got that right. Sorry if I didn't. And the Pistons declined. I would decline that too. The Warriors are actively pursuing Atlanta Hawks sharpshooter Bogdan Bogdanovich. If you don't remember who this is the guy that was supposed to get traded to Milwaukee but didn't accept the trade. And then he signed with Atlanta. When you're Golden State, I believe they're in the playoffs, but at the very bottom, or they're right outside the playoffs. I don't remember for sure. This would be a decent move. I think, I don't really know about this Golden State team because you have Andrew Wiggins, you have Kelly Oubre, two solid guys, but I don't think you need a really good second guy. And I don't think Bogdan is going to do it for you. I really don't know who would fit in that Warriors lineup right now that can complement Curry and be there as a second scorer, because Wiseman has to develop, so I don't think it's him right now. It will be in the future, but not right now. But I don't like this deal for Golden State. I don't think you should trade for Bogdan. And when you're Atlanta, you definitely don't trade Bogdan for how well you guys are doing. The Cavaliers will offer Jared Allen a $100 million contract extension. No question, this is a great deal to do. Jared Allen is a great center. He is a very solid center for this Cavaliers team. And I've been seeing the rumors of the Cavaliers trading Drummond. If I have Andre Drummond, who is still playing some really good basketball, and I pair him with a young guy like Jared Allen, I've got one of the best center combinations in the league right now. I'm not giving that up, especially for how well the Cavaliers have been playing. The Hawks want to build a blockbuster deal centered around John Collins and Jaylen Brown per The Athletic. If you're Boston and you can get John Collins, this would be a great move, but this would not be a bad move at all for Atlanta to get Jaylen Brown. But in that case, then you can make the Bogdanovich trade. Then you can trade Bogdanovich to Golden State for, I don't know, Andrew Wiggins or Kelly Oubre, because, you know, one of them can play the three. I want to trade that. Then you make the move. If you can trade for Jaylen Brown, then trade Bogdanovich to Golden State for, I don't know what, maybe picks and maybe a player. I don't know what you would do there. LaMelo Ball hurt his wrist. This sucks. You never want to see this. I think LaMelo is better than any rookie right now in the draft. I think Wiseman will turn out to be the best and have the most successful career out of the guys in the draft. But I think LaMelo is having the best rookie year. You hate to see it. Fractures his wrist. He'll be out for the rest of the year. And the Hornets are sitting fifth in the East right now. You hate to see that. The Blazers are pursuing Aaron Gordon. Portland wants him to have a Draymond Green role on the team. So wouldn't it be a bad move for Portland? If I'm Portland right now, I'm trading CJ McCollum for Jaylen Brown. I call up Danny Ainge on the phone, and I'll give you CJ McCollum, a first-round pick and a second-round pick for Jaylen Brown. It's clear as day that it's not working. You're not going to win a championship with that duo anymore. You need to make a move. Get Jaylen Brown for C.J. McCollum. Make the move. Start developing Brown, because Brown's at a very high level. Get something for McCollum while he's still good. Bring in a young guy like Jaylen Brown. You have Brown and Damian Lillard. Then you can bring, bring in Aaron Gordon. Bring in Aaron Gordon. Do not trade Aaron Gordon for C.J. McCollum. That's a horrible move. I hope they don't do that. I don't think they will. But, man, that'd be a good move. That'd be a good move if you could get Jaylen Brown and then bring in Aaron Gordon. Blazers, they'd be on top of things. Victor Oladipo, it's rumored he may be getting traded, and there's already a deal done in place. I wouldn't be surprised if the Heat, I don't know where in the world he's going to get traded. I hope this doesn't mean, you know, Oladipo's just always going to bounce around and get traded here and there. His contract ends at the end of the year. Most likely going to go to the Miami Heat, maybe the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't really know, but, you know, we'll just have to sit and find out. We'll have reactions to the trade deadline. Maybe that'll be the next episode, or maybe it won't be the next episode. You're going to have to tune in to find out. Thank you for listening to Off the Cuff. If you want to get into the conversation, if you want to lose, you know, if you want to try to debate me and lose, go ahead. Hit me up on Twitter, at Zaiah_04. That's Z-A-I-A-H _04. That's going to do it for me in episode 6 of Off the Cuff. We will see you guys very, very soon for the next episode.